Failed talks in Vietnam brings new concerns to investors. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 28th day of February, the last day of the month. Thanks for being here with us, everybody. Did you hear about the walkouts at Sonic Drive-Ins in Ohio? Tell you about that. According to a new survey, millennials have buyer's remorse when it comes to home ownership. The deficit, inflation, and Alan Greenspan today. The Gap is spinning off Old Navy. Speaking of new names, the University of Iowa Credit Union is changing their name. Gotta. By law, it seems. Meanwhile, the Blank Park Zoo owes the Des Moines Waterworks like $5 million. How did that happen? We'll tell you. Those stories, plus in for the interview, is Kirk Miller from the Iowa-based Casey's General Store. We're going to be talking about a new fuel card for business. We'll talk about pizza and what a hostile takeover bid meant for the business. But first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. Remax Concepts, realestateconcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Let's get into the news, shall we? You know, even in the face of strong economic news today, stocks were off the mark as investors digested the much-hyped peace talks between the U.S. and North Korea and some scathing testimony yesterday from Michael Cohen. On the economic front, growth in the fourth quarter last year was 2.6%, which was above forecast numbers, but below the 3.4% increase for the third quarter and the 4.2% pace in the second quarter. Consumer and business spending were both strong, but Americans bought a little less than they did earlier in the year. Also, by year's end, the shine of the tax cuts have worn off a bit. The markets retreated today following those failed talks between the U.S. and North Korea. I'll have all the numbers later in the Wall Street Report. The corporate takeover of 10 Sonic drive-ins around the Columbus, Ohio area got off to a bumpy start. That's after workers at three of the hamburger chain restaurants walked off the job en masse and caused a local stir with their parting comments. A sign taped to the window in one store read, quote, "Due to terrible management, the whole store has quit," end quote. According to local media there, staffers at nearby Sonic locations in Grove City and Lancaster, Ohio, also quit, with notes of outrage reportedly left at the site's windows there as well. Sonic confirmed that employees had walked off their jobs at three restaurants the night of February 22nd, but blamed the impromptu protests on a misunderstanding that spread ahead of a change in ownership from a franchisee to Sonic's operating affiliate, SRI Holdings. Workers, it seems, were reportedly led to believe that their hourly wages were being cut to $4 an hour plus tips. And that would be a drastic drop from the $8.55 an hour minimum wage paid to non-tipped workers in Ohio. The minimum for tipped workers in the state is $4.30 an hour, just if you're keeping reference. Sonic said the rumors were started by a disgruntled former manager. See what happens? Upset managers can cause some problems. Workers left. Not one, but three Sonic drive-ins. According to a new survey by Bankrate.com, millennials are having a serious case of buyer's remorse when they purchase a home. Now, you're hearing that correctly. Nearly two-thirds or 63% of millennial homeowners surveyed by Bankrate.com said they have regrets about buying. That's more than any other age group defined in the survey as people 23 to 38, and nearly double the regret rate of baby boomers. So what are the millennials all upset about? What's bugging them? Maintenance. Seems they didn't factor in the high costs of fixing what breaks. Young buyers may have been renters previously, or maybe living with their parents, and never considered maintenance since it's never a factor financially. Bankrate says that consumers should expect to set aside 1% of their home's purchase price each year to keep in a savings account to cover those expenses. Budgeting early on can prevent dipping into emergency funds or going into debt to handle those added expenses, says Bankrate. Other regrets include the type and location of the home purchased. About 12% of those surveyed said that the house they bought was too small, while 5% said it was too big. Some said it was just right, right? Despite the real estate adage, location, 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 8% said they bought in the wrong location. Just can't please everybody. Today at the National Association for Business Economics meeting, former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan leveled some scary news at the folks there. He said the growing federal deficit will, in the short term, bring with it high inflation. The federal debt-to-gross domestic product ratio is on track to be as large as it was during World War II, Greenspan said during a talk at that business conference. He said, quote, "Unless you believe in fairies, that is not an economy that can function without inflationary instability." Meanwhile, current Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said his colleagues have said that they see muted inflationary pressures in the economic horizon. That's a key reason the Fed has said that it will be patient with further interest rate adjustments. Must be a good time to create some new wealth out there. Today, Gap says it plans to spin off its Old Navy apparel business into a publicly traded company. The company's other apparel brands, including Gap, Athena, Banana Republic, will all be part of a yet-to-be-named company. Well, it looks like the story I heard last week is true. The University of Iowa Community Credit Union has selected a new name after state legislators compelled the state's largest credit union to abandon its name, which was confused with somehow being linked to the University of Iowa. You can kind of see how that might happen, right? Last week, I spoke to a banking professional who told me the name would be Green State Credit Union, and guess what? She was right. The North Liberty-based institution applied for trademark consideration and expects to hear back by late March. Banks had protested the former name because the credit union has no affiliation to the university or to the Board of Regents. Well, here's a whopper for you. You think your water bill is high? How about a $5 million water bill? Yeah, that's what the Des Moines Water Works says Blank Park Zoo owes the utility. And no, they didn't leave the toilet running. They just have never paid a water bill since a nonprofit company took over the zoo years ago. The utility began billing the zoo for water back in August. It has not yet received a payment. Water officials said they are willing to forego some of the unpaid back bill, but the utility's board wants $74,000 for the water the zoo used last year. Seems that the city, that still owns the buildings and the land, never communicated with the zoo about water usage, and the zoo figured they didn't have to pay because the city that formerly ran the operation didn't pay. I mean, if they're not paying, we don't have to pay, right? Waterworks and city officials said they don't want to compromise the zoo's ability to be a regional attraction for the Des Moines Metro or force the zoo into raising admission prices. So the bet is they will work something out. The Des Moines Children's Zoo opened back in 1966 on donated land on the city's south side. It operated until 1982. Then Blank Park Zoo opened its place in 1986. The zoo sits on 22 acres and is home to more than 100 species and around 1,500 animals. Well, stocks closed lower today on the heels of the failed diplomatic mission between the United States and North Korea. That bit of news offset some positive economic news, as we reported earlier. The Dow was off by 69 points to end the day at 25,916. The NASDAQ ended the day down by 21 points at 7,532, and the S&P 500 fell by nearly 8 points to 2,784. The U.S. economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.6% in the fourth quarter. That, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, economists polled by Dow Jones expected the economy to grow at a pace of 2.2%. So, good on you. Meanwhile, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CNBC that both the U.S. and China are making, quote, fantastic, end quote, progress in their negotiations. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin then said in a separate CNBC interview, quote, "We have made a lot of progress, but added that a deal is not yet done." That comment seemed to square better with Chief U.S. Negotiator Robert Lighthizer, who yesterday said, quote, "We're still a ways apart and it's going to take some time," end quote. Who knows, right? Gold was off by $6.50 to end the day at $1,314.70 an ounce. Oil continued its advance up by 31 cents to $57.25 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note is paying 2.71%. When we come back, a conversation important to business owners. We're going to be talking about a brand new fuel card being offered by Casey's General Store. And the cool thing is, you can use it anywhere. We're going to be talking with Kirk Miller from Casey's about fuel, pizza, and how a hostile takeover bid helped the company see new possibilities. That is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.